Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have a vocabulary lesson, celebrate the birthdays of Fred Allert and William McKinney, take a drive, and look at this past week in recording history. Last week, September 17th, marked the birth in 1895 in Paducah, Kentucky, of drummer William McKinney. In 1920, he formed his first band, the Cinco Septet, which emphasized vaudeville and comedy. At first, McKinney played drums, but after several years, Cuba Austin took over drums and McKinney worked as leader and manager of the band. In 1926, the band was hired by Gene Goldkett to work at Detroit's Greystone Ballroom, and the band was given the name McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Don Redman was with the band from 1927 to 31 as musical director, arranger, and sideman. Others in the band included Langston Curl, Claude Jones, George Thomas, and Dave Wilborn. Coleman Hawkins and Fats Waller made appearances with the band, and James P. Johnson sat in on one date. The band began a short but successful recording contract with Victor in 1928, and in 29 was appearing at night spots in Harlem. The Cotton Pickers broke up in 1934 in Baltimore, and the following year, William McKinney and Cuba Austin formed a new band, which was hired on a permanent basis at the Recreation Ballroom in Boston. Around 1940, McKinney left the music business and went to work at the Ford factory in Detroit. William McKinney died in the same town in which he was born, Paducah, Kentucky, on October 14, 1969. Here's McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
Thank you. got for you. If it's a more famous and it's yours, dear, someday, baby, we'll run away. Don't mean maybe, just in the day. Even if your mother wants to live with us three, okay, baby, with me.
That arrangement, a trio of tunes from McKinney's Cotton Pickers. We began with Cotton Pickers Scat, written by Don Redman and Bill McKinney from July 31st, 1930, with the scat vocal by George Thomas, who played clarinet and alto and tenor sax in the band. That was followed by the Cotton Pickers and another George Thomas vocal recorded 2 days prior to Cotton Pickers Scat. That was OK Baby, written by William Tracy and Maceo Pinkard. And we just heard the Bud Green-Sam Stepp collaboration, Do Something, from April 9th, 1929. band leader and drummer William McKinney, born September 17th, 1895. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 18th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of composer Fred Alert, A-H-L-E-R-T. His songs have been recorded by artists as diverse as Fats Waller, Willie Nelson, the Mamas and the Papas, and John Coltrane. After graduating from City College of New York and Fordham University Law School, he went to work for the music publishing firm of Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder, arranging for Irving Aronson and his Commanders, and then for the Fred Waring Glee Club. He began composing special material for vaudeville acts and was soon selling his own compositions to Tin Pan Alley publishers, and his first hit came in 1920 with I'd Love to Fall Asleep and Wake Up in My Mammy's Arms, co-written with Sam Lewis and Joe Young. That was followed in 1922 by I Gave You Up Before You Threw Me Down, written with Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby. Allert's association with lyricist Joe Young produced such hits as I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, It Can Happen to You, and Life is a Song. Allert also collaborated with Edgar Leslie and Sam Lewis. Allert's most successful collaboration began in 1928 when he met lyricist Roy Turk, and together they produced I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, Mean to Me, Walkin' My Baby Back Home, I Don't Know Why, I Just Do, and Love You Funny Thing. In 1933, Allert became a director of ASCAP, a position he held for 20 years, except for 1948-50, when he was elected president of the organization. Fred Allert died in New York City on October 20, 1953. Here are three from the pen of Fred Allert.
I've an agreeable sweetheart, I call him baby of mine. Movies are his delight, dances most every night, we have a wonderful time. But when movies and dances are done, that's when I have real fun. Gee, it's great, after being out late, walking with baby back home. Arm in arm, over meadow and farm, walking with baby back home. We go long, harmonizing a song, or he's reciting a poem. The hours go by, and they give me the eye, walking with baby back home. We stop for a while, he gives me a smile, I snuggle my head to his chest. And then when he pets, oh, believe me, he gets my talcum all over his vest. After I kind of straighten his tie, I have to borrow his comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking with baby back home. Give me the eye, and I'm walking with baby back home. I'm afraid of the dark, so I make him park outside of my door till it's light. I said if he'd try to kiss me, I'd cry. He dries my tears all through the night. hand in hand to a barbecue stand, and I'm right from my doorway we roam. Eats and then it's a pleasure again, walking with baby back home.
You did to me. Love, you funny thing, you haven't any sympathy. First you come and bring happiness into my heart, then you funny thing, you go and tear it right apart. My life was just a heaven below, someone made it seem that way. Then for no reason she let me go. Do you call that fair play? I'm just wondering what the end is gonna be. Love, you funny thing, won't you bring her back to me?
Joy we've known. You should know why too. Because we both be alone. Can't you see we belong together forever and ever? And when I say forever, I mean forever and not a day. What's the matter with him? We get along now. Could be wrong now to let our dreams go amiss. Do you intend to put an end to a sweet beginning like this?
Composer Fred Allard, born September 18, 1892. We began that little tribute to Fred Allard with Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys and Walkin' My Baby Back Home with lyric by Roy Turk. That was recorded on February 20, 1931, and the Bluegrass Boys in that session included Benny Goodman, Manny Klein, Tommy Dorsey, Eddie Lang, and Rube Bloom. After Lee Morse, it was the Blue Mountaineers, with the vocal by Sam Brown, and Love You Funny Thing, another Turk-Allert collaboration, that one recorded June 18, 1932. The Blue Mountaineers was a studio band, the core of which was made up of musicians moonlighting from Burt Ambrose Orchestra. And we finished up with Fats Waller and his rhythm on August 20, 1935, and a sweet beginning like this, with the lyric by Joe Young.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a request for a particular artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or have a comment about the show? You can send either by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send postal cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. It's time now for this evening's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is peregrination, P-E-R-E-G-R-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Peregrination is a noun meaning wandering, as in, the toddler's peregrinations around the garden were filled with discovery. So here's a set of songs about peregrinations, beginning with Benny Kruger and his orchestra.
Thank you. Dusty dear, days are so long. My feet grow rusty dear, just wandering on. All the world's mockery, even tree stumps laugh at me, causing such a fool to be longing for you. Where shall I go, when I go, where I go, since you have sent me away? What shall I do, when I do, what I do, when you just haunt me all day? Where can I find what I found when I first met you? You were unkind, but I simply can't forget you. Where shall I go, when I go, where I go, since you have sent me away?
Gone is my craving for the archer, Give me the field and summer high. So please let me wander the countryside to ponder. A roaming vagabond am I.
Some Peregrinations on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Benny Kruger and his orchestra from a Brunswick 78, recorded November 10th, 1925, and Let's Wander Away, written by Earl Burnett and Harry Owens. Then it was Fred Rose in May of 1927 and Song of the Wanderer, written by Neil Moret. Fred Rose was born on August 24, 1897, in Evansville, Indiana, but grew up in St. Louis. At age 15, he was playing piano and singing in Chicago clubs. Early in his career, he composed a number of popular songs, including Honest and Truly in 1924, Charlestonette in 1925, and Deep Henderson, Deed I Do, and Flamin' Mamie in 1926. In the late 20s, he began recording for Brunswick and was with Paul Whiteman's orchestra briefly. He teamed up with Elmo Tanner on Chicago radio and in 1933 had his own radio show. He began writing country and western songs in Hollywood in the early 40s and collaborated with Gene Autry on a number of songs. He would go on to become a publishing executive and talent scout in Nashville, where he died on December 1, 1954. Fred Rose was followed by Al Boley with Ray Noble on January 12, 1933, and Wanderer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. It's time now for This Week in Recording History. That's right, that's the feature of the show where we play rapidly rotating records which have just had a birthday, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start us off is Harvey Hindermeyer.
Thank you. always say they worry? Why do people always say they're blue? Never feel that way, 'cause it doesn't pay. Try my cure, I'm sure it's meant for you. Every day I drive my cares away. That's why the sunshine always shines for me. All the while you'll see me with a smile. That's why the sunshine always shines for me. When things go wrong, why, I just sing a song. You see, I get along so peacefully. Believe me, never cry. Don't even stop to sigh. That's why the sunshine always shines for me. Every day I drive my cares away. That's why the sunshine always shines for me. All the while you'll see me with a smile. That's why the sunshine always shines for me. When things go wrong, why, I just sing my song. You see, I get along so peacefully. Believe me, never cry. Don't even stop to sigh. That's why the sunshine always shines for me.
and any old time, I'm happy 'cause I'm with you. Right or wrong, I'm willing to string along. No reason or rhyme, it's simply 'cause I'm with you. Anything that you do, anything you say, you can be my hoodoo. Still you'll be okay, I want you to listen, you. Believe it or not, it's true. Whatever is mine, I'm sharing 'cause I'm with you.
Tom Brown with Tet Black and his orchestra, September 14, 1931, and I'm With You. The Tet Black Band was active in the 30s and into the 40s. They did some work on radio and in late 1930 appeared in the Broadway musical Ballyhoo. I'm With You was preceded by Chick Bullock with Phil Spitalny and his orchestra and My Song from George White's Scandals of 1931, written by Lou Brown and Ray Henderson. That was recorded September 18, 1931. And we began with an Edison disc, waxed September 16, 1924, featuring the Merry Sparklers and The Sunshine Always Shines for Me. The vocalist was Harvey Hindermeyer. Harvey Hindermeyer was born in Easton, Pennsylvania in 1882, and his repertoire included popular songs, hymns, and light opera, and refrains for Edison dance records. His first recording was an Edison cylinder made in 1907, but he also recorded for Columbia, Victor, the U.S. Phonograph Company, Rex, and Imperial. He was a member of a number of duets and quartets, including the Knickerbocker, Metropolitan, and Criterion. He was a featured solo artist with Edison until 1929. Hindermeyer and bass Earl Tuckerman worked on WEAF and NBC Radio as the blackface characters the Gold Dust Twins, sponsored by Gold Dust Washing Powder. Harvey Hindermeyer died in Garden City, New Jersey on October 22, 1957. Now just try and name another radio program where you're going to hear bios on the likes of Harvey Hindermeyer.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, September 16th, marked the founding in 1908 of General Motors Corporation. GM was incorporated by William Billy Durant with $2,000 in capital, but within 12 days, stock purchases generated $12 million in cash. Durant lost control of the company in 1910 when James Storrow took over his position. So here to commemorate the founding of General Motors are some rapidly rotating records having to do with automobiles, beginning with the New York 12.
Skies of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. Only you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Bought an automobile. He took his sweetheart for a ride one Sunday. Johnny was togged up in his best Sunday clothes. She nestled close to his side. things went just dandy till he got down the road. Then something happened to the old machinery. That engine got his goat, off went his hat and coat. Everything needed repairs. He'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute, when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. A dozen times they'd start to hug and kiss, and then the darned old engine, it would miss, and then he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his automobile. Millionaire Wilson said to Johnny one day, your little sweetheart don't appreciate you. I have a daughter who is hungry for love. She likes to ride every day. Johnny had visions of a million in gold. He took her riding in his little auto. But every time that he went to say, marry me, 'twas the old story again. He'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute, when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. Every time that he would reach for a kiss, it seems the darned old spark plug, it would miss, and then he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his automobile. He'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen. But every minute, when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. It seemed that once she sat down on his knee, and then he lost control, ran right up a tree, and then he had to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his automobile.
From all the way back in 1914, Billy Murray, and he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Bear in mind that in 1914, that was an acoustic record, meaning it was made without benefit of microphones or electrical amplification. And that was probably quite frustrating for the recording engineer trying to get that auto horn and the orchestra and Billy Murray's voice all balanced, but they seemed to manage pretty well. Billy Murray was preceded by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra from May 23, 1927, and In My Merry Oldsmobile, music by Gus Edwards and words, at least in vocal versions of the song, by Vincent Bryan. And we began the set commemorating the founding of General Motors with the New York 12, a Harry Reeser pseudonym, with the vocal by Frank Luther and You're Driving Me Crazy from a Hit of the Week record released December 29, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.